Now, more with the coach, Carl DeMasi, on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And good morning, Savannah, and of course, Hilton Head. Welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here, live on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. As I've coined it, Sports Talk Savannah. You know, being a coach, and you know, I'm an old guy. I've been doing this for 35 years, coaching for 35 years, not radio. Radio, I'm a novice. I had to teach myself how to do all this stuff, and it's a lot of fun. Once again, I got to thank Bill Edwards for getting me involved in this, giving me my break. We can go further back. Savannah Dan, when he was on the radio back way back in the year 2000, they brought me on first, and then Bill Edwards. But I'm telling you right now, being a coach, I've seen a lot of injuries, a lot of injuries. I've coached every sport you can imagine except for wrestling, okay? And, I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, now, today's society, all we're doing is talking about concussions. But the next or one of the top injuries that we hear about, specifically I know in females, but I'll be corrected because I got the man that knows a little more about this in the new ESPN radio studio, is that ACL tears. Now, there's some kind of new procedure where they could predict a patient has a good possibility of getting an ACL tear. And that's, of course, tearing the ligaments, the major ligament in your knee. You have one on the outside, you have one on the inside, and you have one in the middle and the back. And, you know, if you talk in layman's term, there are a lot of ligaments in the knee joint. So with all the stress and pressure, it takes a lot. Well, this guy's been around for a while. Like I said, I had the pleasure of seeing him when I when I had a meniscus tear, a cartilage tear, and he helped me get back into shape there. Then I blew the other knee out, and so I've been back and forth with Stuart, and he does a great job. And it's called Fife Therapy, and the owner is Stuart Fife, and I mean, just a great guy. He could tell you the whole story, how he's been here. He's also a doctor now, but he wants to call him Stuart. Joining us now, live in the new ESPN radio studio in the Savannah Mall. Come by, stop by, you'll see us talking, Stuart Fife. Stuart, thanks for taking a Saturday morning to come in, and I mean, it's a great topic, and people need to know about it.
Hey, Carl. Yeah, good to see you again. Pleased to hear those knees are holding up still.
Nah, I can't run anymore. Maybe I got to come back and see you. Maybe you can get me running again. Can you do that?
You're always welcome.
Can you do that? Can you get me back running again?
I'm not going to promise it. We'll test you. We'll see what we can do.
But anyway, you know, I'm not the only guy with an accent. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't lose my New York accent. But this guy came across the pond, as he would say, and he's been here for 23 years?
24 years.
24 years. Yeah. So I got you by a year. So he can't get rid of the accent. So tell everybody, how'd you wind up in Savannah, Georgia from England, and you've been and worked, and how you got into diagnosing all these different sports injuries?
Well, basically, I ended up in Savannah just because I wanted to be somewhere hot next to the beach, and that was kind of as simple as it was.
Oh, you're tired of the cold weather and the dreary drizzle and all that stuff?
Those gray skies. And then, you know, being around sports orthopedics for a long time, then got kind of tired of the rat race, wanted to specialize a little bit more. So in the clinic we have now, we have very specialized technology, including the it's called the Naraxon Biometrics Lab, which is basically a four-splitter treadmill, which is really a $35,000 treadmill. And then we have EMG and Avatar technology, which are basically accelerometers that will tell us wherever your bone is in space to 0.1 of a degree.
So you say that again, an EMG.
EMG will tell us which muscles are firing when.
All right. And then you have
Gyroscopic.
Gyroscopic
accelerometer.
And what does that do?
So that tells us how fast your bone is moving in space.
Your bone, not your muscle, your bone.
Your bone.
And then
then the EMG will tell us which muscles firing, and they're firing the right sequence at the same time as the bone's moving.
Yeah. When I learned about a kinesiologist with Dr. Malachi, right. I mean, he was like us. He had an accent from Israel. Right. I mean, we never thought about bone movement. I mean, we thought about muscle movement, bone movement. That's pretty specialized. Stuart's been around, okay? I mean, he's a doctor of physical therapy. He's got orthopedic clinic. He's an orthopedic clinic specialist, certified strength and conditioning specialist, board certified orthopedic specialist, you name it. Hypnotherapist, manual therapy, dry needling. You got it all, buddy. How did you find time to do this and work on people?
Well, it's been a long time, Carl. Didn't happen overnight.
All right. Yep. So tell us now. I mean, we started talking and you kept on messaging me about this, and I had to find time to fill you, get you in here and talk about it, you know, because just every weekend there's something else going on. So, you know, we talked about ACL tears, and I mean, am I right? Do we see more females than guys?
Yeah, we definitely do. And the problem is, in everything that we're doing, even now, we haven't really seen injury rates going down. So we're not doing a great job in prevention, which is the problem. But even now at the local level, we've had athletes who, you know, the futures were bright, they've got college deals, and then boom, first, second game of the season, the ACL's gone. And for very little investment, we could almost predict that's going to happen very accurately with people. So we part of what we do in our clinic is we're trying to have a big sports prevention program. And we don't see people very often do that. It's simple stuff, but it's intervene at the right time. But before you can do that, you have to know how somebody moves. The problem with the industry is that we have these functional tests, like the functional movement screen, which involve things like, let me see you do a deep squat, let me see you do a lunge, let me do it, see you do a step up. The problem with those tests is it's not reflexive, it's conscious. When I'm doing the lunge, I'm fully aware of what I'm doing, how I'm doing it.
Right.
That's not how we play in
sport.
Doesn't
happen in the game.
In the game, it's reflexive. We have to see how people move reflexively to see if they can handle the loads when they're not thinking about it. So basically, that's what we test. And it's very, very accurate. Like I said, 0.1 of a degree. And we have parameters that are normal and abnormal. And then usually we'll correlate the abnormal bone movement with a muscle weakness. And it's pretty simple stuff to you know, fix it. And my argument is, you know, guys now are spending $250 on a pair of cleats.
Right.
Spending $100 on an ACL prevention is a good investment, believe me.
I mean, now we talk about baseline testing for concussion, so we're talking baseline testing for possible ACL tear,
yes.
Which happens a little more than a concussion, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's happening. You know, when an ACL is torn, when an injury, when somebody plants, you made the comment about your point guard, that could have easily been a high ankle sprain. It could have been a hip problem. It's all in the same family. So the leg is controlled in the same way, whether you're going to blow your ACL, sprain your ankle, or hurt your hip, or like a hip point, things like that. So we can predict most injuries of how they occur. And also, we treat almost all those injuries the same way, because all we have to do is make that leg normal. We don't have to be very specific on the injury. We had a guy just this last week, very promising football player, sprained his ankle end of last year. We tested him, gave him a bunch of stuff to do. He didn't really follow through as he should have, exactly. And then lo and behold, he had a torn ACL. Now we just saw him again 6 months ago. We saw him last week. We retested him. He'd completed 6 weeks of rehab at a different place and still was incomplete. And this is probably why you see a higher incidence of re-injury on an ACL, is because the rehab isn't complete, or we're not testing these people accurately enough to really predict that they're safe to go back.
And if you're listening, I'm Carl DeMasi. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Stuart Fife of Fife Therapy, Therapy and Performance. They can now diagnose or give you an idea what the chances are of getting an ACL sprain. It's preventative medicine, and it's something that really special. Stuart Fife's been in Savannah for 24 years. He's worked for Optimal Orthopedics. Now he's on his own with Fife Therapy. And so if someone wants, okay, and if you want to find out more, go to Fife, FIFETherapy.com, and you can find out more. Great website, breaks down what they do. So if I'm a parent, how do I get in touch with you besides the web, and how do I get my kid to come in you, and how long does the procedure take? Is it covered by insurance? I mean,
yeah, if the athlete has no injuries, no previous injuries, then probably it wouldn't be covered by insurance, because insurance isn't covered to prevention. In which case,
isn't that silly?
It is, but you know, it's the way it is. I don't see that changing, to be honest, Carl. But
well, I get it from my eyes and my teeth, but I don't get it from my body, right?
Right, right. And they can just go through the website or call the clinic. The assessment takes about 45 minutes.
That's all.
You know, we hook up some sensors to you. We always test as a starting point. We test people walking, because walking is the most reflexive thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
If we start,
we don't
seeing,
think about it.
Right. If we start seeing things not right in walking,
right,
then we're gonna see things massively exaggerated when you cut, when you land, when you sprint. So we see most people in gait, and we pick up them things even before they have to run or do other complex movements. So we hook up the sensors, we test them, and then we go through all the data. You know, it's like a research laboratory kind of standard.
Mm-hmm, right.
But the things we have to get people to do to fix it is very, very simple. We screened probably 30 academy soccer players in the summer last year for injury prevention, and I would say probably 75% of those athletes failed, And with little tweaks, we probably prevented more ACLs just from that soccer group.
Well, I mean, if you're listening to this, I'm going to, when I get the recording, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to post it on my website. I'm going to pass it over to Stuart. You can find out more about this. Remember, go to Five Therapy. Thanks for coming on. I wish we could talk more about this and more time.
Anytime, Carl.
I mean, just a great thing. And, you know, if you want to take care of your athlete, your child, sports prevention is a must now. Concussions, ACLs, we see more ACLs than we do concussions. Ankle sprains, and his therapy, his procedure can do that. So, Stuart, great coming in. I'm glad you came in and told me about it, and I will be in there. And I want to see this machine and see how it's done, and you can test an old guy.
Anytime, Carl.
I think I can still walk. I can't run, but I can still walk.
Yep. We have old people, too.
And that's Stuart Fife from Fife Therapy and Performance right here in Savannah, Georgia. They're located at JEA. Go to fivetherapy.com if you want to find out more. Get your athlete tested. Like he said, these kids can go on to getting big-time scholarships, big-time futures if you only prevent what might happen later on. And like I said, the coach has seen a lot of it. Get it done. All right, next up, we're going to talk a little golf with the man himself, the guru of golf, the columnist, Stephen Elmo. Weeks, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.